Hey everybody, welcome to Podcast Lost in Space, episode 25, if I'm not mistaken. It's just me and Seneca today. It's a little...
Yep.
Alyssa's off traveling for spring break. Ryan's probably still asleep, but he has a soccer game, so he couldn't make... and then Doc's more or less done with this podcast. He's been, if you want to see a bunch of the stuff he's been doing, it's all on the site. And hopefully, you know, we're going to see what happens, because... This will be a small little one, but we might see some changes with the whole system as we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sunny, how have you been?
I've been pretty good this last week. I've spent a lot. So my interviews are over, and I've been kind of just spending time figuring out what I'm going to be doing next year, because this is potentially a decision that, well, it is a decision that will follow me for the rest of my career, but it's also a decision that's picking where I'm going to be for the next 5 to 7 years, potentially. Jeez. So, you know, probably a lot less time than that because of internships. But, you know, it's for me personally, it's healthier to think of it as like 7 years of where can I live for the next 7 years without going crazy? You know,
just that's a fair.
Little. Because if I do end up in that area for 7 years, that's how it is. There's, you know, I can't really change. Well, I can, but you know, I'm not going to actively do that because these are good programs. But yeah, I mean, really other than that, it's mostly been dealing with my boyfriend has final. This last week was dead week and this upcoming week is finals week for him. So even though I'm done with school, he hasn't really needed too much, but it's still kind of that weird, like, being on call for my significant other just to make sure, like, if anything comes up, if he needs something, I can be there for him because I, you know, like, yeah, it's been almost a year since I graduated, but I still remember all that hell. Hell, I'm saying
I never had that many problems with Dead Week.
Dead week was never an issue for me. It was usually finals week because I got just so exhausted and I had so many different types of finals that I was like, ugh.
But I guess the worst dead week I had 3 different papers due that week and they were all 10 pages long.
See, I love those type of finals weeks.
But that's
those
not
are
that
so
bad.
Nice.
I can do those paper. Like, I can do that. It means I don't get sleep for like 2.5 days.
Yeah.
But I can do them. And, you know, if I was smart, I would have done them weeks before I got to that point, but I'm not
which
smart.
Is what I do.
But yeah, I never had a lot of issues with dead week as a
dead week usually isn't too, or it hasn't in the past been all that bad for me. It's usually finals week just because I am one of those people where I'm really weird and I actually prefer like the 10-15 page essay.
Me too.
That's due.
Don't make me memorize things, please.
I hate multiple choice tests. I think that they're idiotic. I don't think that they actually test your knowledge on a subject. I think that they test you on, like, knowing specific tiny details or knowing something in the format that, like, your professor knows it, which isn't really how brains work.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You know, they're useful for lower-level courses, but the higher up in your courses
you get
the more it's just
up.
Like... This makes no sense. Why, you know, even in class, like, I would honestly rather sit down for,
fair,
like, 2 hours and write a 10-page paper in class. Like,
if I have to handwrite it, no.
I'll do it.
I can't.
I have done it before.
We both are humanity majors.
Yes. So, gets a little different in there.
So, you know, the math majors, the science, the hard science majors... A test is probably really valuable, but anytime I get tested in humanities...
It depends, though, sometimes on, like, the courses. Just saying.
That's true.
I mean, it always depends on the course, but for me, like, my seminar-level course, my 400-level seminar courses and my 300-level courses, which weren't really seminars, in those courses, for me, because of my two majors, even Chinese, I was like... Why are you making me do multiple choice? This makes no sense.
I used to love multiple choice too. I used to hate writing, but I've switched over to
you flip flopper.
I flips, which is why now when I go back and try to program, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Because I managed to train my brain into the humanities section, and I lost a lot of the logic sections that I had built.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting, like, it was an interesting evolution.
Mm-hmm. It is. So how was your week, though?
Good. I was slowly working on my master's degree paper. I got all this stuff. Like, I did everything else on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me until yesterday to do the paper because the prompt was the most beautifully vague thing in the world.
Oh, is this the thing that you, like, Facebooked me about? Or, like, hey, edits?
Yeah, and you might need you to read over that if you're willing. But really, it was literally the prompt is, so tell us about your education and your career and why you like our program and why you think you'd be a good grad student.
Oh, I can help you with that, by the way. I've lived this life for a while.
I'm used to applying for programs where one of the papers is a bit of like, tell us about yourself. And the other paper is describe your, you know, like compare yourself to your favorite fruit or something ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And for me, I'm like, if you give me, I don't care how stupid, if it's a dumbass prompt like that, I'll be like, your prompt is stupid, but I'll do it. And it gives you a hook to grab on.
Mm-hmm.
When I was looking at this, I'm like, it's so vague. It doesn't mean anything. So I managed to get a paper put together and put, and it's only 500 words, but it was so vague. I wasn't interested in doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Plus I've had a lot of issues with my wrists these last few days.
Weather.
Maybe.
You're joking.
Or sleeping weird or something. It's been slowing down, and like, I don't want to sit at my computer. I'd much rather not. I'd rather do something physical, you know, moving around because the way my wrists have been. But other than that, just been working, which has been good. Got more hours, which is nice.
Woo.
It's nice to be making some money. Especially since I just got an email being like, hey, your student loans are back. You know, even though we said they're suspended, they're not suspended anymore. And I'm like, okay, but I just applied for a master's program. Can we suspend them again? I've set for this master's program. As soon as I get this paper done, I've got to do like a complete course schedule, and that'll be gone over by the one of the counselor advisor peoples.
I'm sorry, you're just so.
I'm just like words, English hard.
English how? English major, but how English?
I'm very good if you give me 6 hours and time to write it.
You're
if
you make a writer.
Me give a speech,
You're a writer. That's all I gotta say. You and Jenna have the same issue where it's like, I'm a writer. I can write these awesome, beautiful things. And then you put them in front of people and they're like, words?
I wonder if Sarah remembers this. So when I was dating Sarah, I would, you know, she got a gift or it was her birthday or something. Mm. Or the first girlfriend, but I would like obsess over it because I'm that kind of worrier. And I would write the perfect thing to say. Not like, and of course I wouldn't write it down because I'm not ridiculous. And then
you are, but that's okay.
I mean, I am, I'm not going to, but you know, thought process of me. And then I would get to that moment and I'd be like, all right. And I don't remember what I was going to say. And it would happen over and over and over again. And honestly, it would still happen now if I could find a girl who interested me enough to make me that kind of awkward again.
So, ladies, wait. So what we're saying is that if you like the awkward writer type, Alexander's your guy!
After a fashion, yes. I'm not gentle. I'm not the sweet writer type, though.
No, you're the moody kind who, you know, gargles at gargoyles.
I win staring contests with gargoyles sometimes.
No, you don't.
But yeah, so like I would have I was young when I realized like the transition for me, the mental transition between, oh, I thought of the perfect thing to say. It's never going to come out that way. Fuck. I want to get that. One day I will find, I will be able to get that across, jump that gap.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to stop you there and I'm going to move us on to our like official topic today, because jumping gaps in time. Springing
That's
forward.
A horrible
story. I don't care.
Yes, we are recording this on daylight savings for spring, so we sprung forward an hour, which means I lost an hour of sleep.
Which means I slept in.
Which means I lost an hour of sleep.
He's moody about it.
Like, it's been an interesting thing for me, because with spring break, or with spring break, God.
Springing forward.
With daylight savings, it's always felt like a really useless thing for me these days.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never, like, completely ruined a day. And usually that extra hour of sleep, the one time it helped me was in university. It was during finals, and I got an extra hour to write the paper that I had put off. But like, the extra hour of sleep is always like, yeah, I got an extra hour of sleep, and I lose an extra, but it happens, you know, twice a year, and it's not like I actually notice it the rest of the year.
Well, there's also the joke of, like, you know, oh, now we're springing forward, so your car clock will finally be correct again. Yay!
I just fixed my car clock, actually.
I did, too. I adjusted it this morning before grocery shopping.
I drove to the grocery store that's 5 minutes walking away.
Oh, my God!
It was raining!
You live in Washington!
I didn't want to go out
on the West Coast! Okay, I'm sorry. Lazy. It's just rain. It's not even like you guys have wind warnings like we do, apparently.
We do, actually, up in the Highlands.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Maybe.
We don't get the warnings as often. And I just came down from North Bend where the storm was hitting.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in my thought process was like, oh, the weather sucks dick. I
had to think about that for a moment.
Oh, I had to remember that I can swear. Yeah, I don't know. Have you found it to be like a big deal?
So at my university, this is finals week, essentially. So we spring forward around dead week or finals week, which is absolute shit show. Frankly, especially because I was the smart person who winter quarter always decided to take like the 8 a.m. course or the 9 a.m. course, because a lot of the classes that I wanted to take were essentially offered at 8 to 9, you know, 8, 9 was the start time, or they were offered at like 1 or 1:30. Yeah. So you really had two chances, like you had two different psychology classes that you could take a day. Unless you wanted some really randomly scheduled one. And then I had like a Chinese class to fit into that schedule as well. So there wasn't I was taking early morning classes. They're not really that bad, but whatever.
I like them.
I love my morning classes. Cause like I'd start my day really early and then I'd be out of class at like 1 and I'd be like, oh my God.
Do you remember that chem class I took at Bellevue College? It would have been in our second year.
Yeah.
It was from like 1 to 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I couldn't stay awake in that class.
Yes. Because we kept on trying to bribe you with like Red Bull or something.
Yeah. It was like I ate lunch because I had to eat lunch before it. And then I food coma'd.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't, and I don't do coffee. Same. And I don't want to get addicted to caffeine. So I was drinking like chocolate milk or apple juice to give my sugar up so that I could stay awake.
God, I do remember that. Yeah. No, it's just, it's kind of, I don't know, like, springing forward has always kind of been really shitty time-wise, because that usually means that 1 or 2 days during dead week or finals week, I just really, really, really...
You're down a little more sleep than you need.
Yeah, because, of course, like, I look at my clock, and I'm like, oh! Like, because I always change it forward, like, once I'm done with my day. You know, like I'm home for the night. Cause then I'm like, oh, well it's like, it's not actually 9, it's like 8, but I need to, like, if I normally go to bed at like 10 or 11, I need to still maintain this, but with the time that's going to be be impacting my sleep. So
I noticed something interesting that I wasn't expecting until this morning. Which is, first of all, I never remember when daylight savings happens.
I don't either.
And the only reason I noticed today was Twitter. Also, every device I use now, because I don't wear a watch anymore, and I want a smartwatch, so that every device I use now automatically changes its time.
Yep.
So I realized when I woke up this morning, I was like, oh, it's daylight savings. And I looked at my phone. I actually Googled what time is it now, because I never trust my phone to have updated at the right time or my computer.
Same! Never!
Despite the fact that they've never been wrong. My computer has been once, but my phone has never been wrong. Yeah. But it's become this thing of, like, as tech gets more and more connected to the web, fewer and fewer things are going to I'm not going to notice daylight savings times happen, because fewer and fewer things are going to not have changed.
You're just going to feel tired.
That's a really weird. Actually, I slept like a log last night. I feel great. I'm sad that I missed an hour of sleep, but
because you're finally sleeping well.
Yeah, because I finally slept like a log, like a rock, which is awesome. But it's an interesting thing. Like, after a certain point, daylight savings, people aren't going to notice daylight saving times is happening. Mm-hmm. Until they see an older piece of tech.
Yeah. See, so it's not, I don't think I've changed my microwave or my oven yet, but it's actually, so I have this little like flip watch thing that I keep, and it's kind of my, like, I don't actually use the alarm, and I think I hijacked it from my dad at some point during college. sorry, Dad. But anyways, so I think the whole reason why I notice time changes, it's not even like my car clock. It's not any of that stuff. It's the fact that I use this as kind of my, you know, hey, I gotta get my ass moving type of thing, because it's this time. I don't actually look at my computer, even though it's like right there.
Literally there.
And then I also, for my alarm clock, I do use my phone, but it's more my backup. I actually use the alarm clock that my dad used when he was in college. So I have an ancient old alarm clock that has to be changed, which is part, you know, like.
I used to have an alarm clock, even up in Calgary. I still own it. It's in my parents' garage. But it's an interesting thing, which is that alarm clock was so loud when we were living in our house in Redmond. I was in the basement corner, and it was going off. You could hear it in the opposite corner of the house.
Yep.
And I live with people who don't wake up nearly as early as I do.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they don't have to.
Yeah. So you can't use that anymore.
I can't use that anymore. So I have my phone alarm, and now I've become like, it's one of those things where I can be like, set an alarm for blah, blah, blah time. You know, and my phone's set, and I don't have to worry about it. And then it goes off in the morning, and I'm like, no, fine.
I'm way too prone to pushing the snooze button.
See, I've never had that problem.
Oh, actually, I do.
That's not true. I had that problem for a little bit in high school. Kind of that last little, I had it before I started Running Start and a little bit into Running Start.
Yeah.
When I was taking really early morning classes, but I was like, if I sleep another 15 minutes, it won't hurt.
Yeah.
But I would set an alarm for 15 minutes early compared to the time I needed to get up because I was working that system. And then when I got to UW Bothell, even though I tended to take morning classes, I was able, a lot of the time I couldn't, and I was taking evening classes or mid-afternoon classes, which suck. Evening, because it kind of like it eats your day up.
Because you don't want to do anything before the thing that you have to go do.
Yeah, like even now I have that problem, and I'm a little worried going into my master's, which is online, with what I do nannying, because if I nanny in the afternoon, I'm going to wake up later, I'm going to have like 2.5 hours to do something and be like, it's not enough time, I want to have fun, you know, and then get home and be like, well, now I'm tired, so I'm going to have to figure that, but like evening classes suck, they ruined your day.
Yeah.
When you were nothing but a student, it didn't matter, but...
Well, this is why I like morning stuff. I'm also one of those people where if I have a flight that takes off at 5 a.m., and I have to, like, I have to be out the door by, like, let's say 3:30. I'm up at, like, I am up at 1 a.m. before my alarm goes off, and I'm like, okay, gotta clean the house, gotta do this, like.
I have that.
And I'm, like, I'm golden. And that's, it's the same thing, though, if I have classes. Like, yeah, obviously there are days and weeks when I just get to this point where I'm like, no, 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 no. Like, I need my extra half an hour because I just can't right now.
Yeah, but I have that problem where I wake up 15 minutes before my alarm a lot of days. Mm-hmm. And every time it's like, fuck, just that 15 minutes would have been nice. But now it's going to be that weird drowsy sleep where I'm not really going to want to get up.
Mm-hmm. But you know that if you set your alarm clock at the actual time that you have to get up, it's the same thing's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so, and I mean, for me personally, as long as I have something to wake up for, it's not that bad, which is kind of why, like, you know, normally spring forward as a kid, I had school in college. I had school. Now that I don't have anything, this is the actually the only time when it really actually impacts me, because I, you know, it's Sunday. Like, that's also it. Like, it's Sunday. I don't.
When I was in school, this was really great. Like, I loved it when we lost time on the weekend, because I was like, thank God. It means that, you know, the paper I was doing,
I have time
until
to
11, I didn't lose a valuable hour of sleep. It's like, oh, no, I can go back to sleep today. Not that I'm going to, because I can't nap to save my life. But, you know.
No. You suck at napping.
I do. I actually take pride in that.
Just saying.
Because it's good. But, yeah. We wanted to do a little bit about this just because it's something to talk about.
Well, it's also just one of those weird conversations that not many.
Nobody thinks about?
No. Well, I mean, you know. I'd love to know what other people actually do for spring forward.
It used to mean a lot more.
It did.
You know, when you had
back in the day.
Yeah, and you were a farmer or whatever.
Me, a farmer? Never.
Somebody in the family was, I'm sure. Some
probably. Well, I come from steel mill workers on one side, so.
Oh, same thing.
Sure.
But, you know, like, and there's interesting science behind it. Like, we lose mm-hmm. productivity when we jump forward.
Yeah.
By a significant margin.
Yeah.
But we gain productivity when we move backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And if we were to stay the same, like, there's all this weird science and politics behind it. And it's fascinating that something as stupid as moving your clock around is hyper complex.
Because that's a human condition.
Oh, yeah. As an anthro major, I love it. It's beautiful. It's one of my favorite things in the world. But, yeah, I think we're, yeah. I don't know, I wasn't tracking our time.
Yeah, we're about good.
It's a short one today, but there's two of us.
Yeah. Also, and we're lethargic from losing an hour of sleep.
No, I mean, if you want, we can talk about our taxes.
No.
That was the other conversation.
No!
I want to see if I can get my on here to talk about taxes.
Do it, because I am not a tax person.
Bill, that's part of why we should talk about it, because that's our experience with it. Actually, I want to see what Newman says about taxes, which I think will be interesting.
So, hold on to your hats, guys, because apparently next week, taxes.
Yeah, exciting, thrilling.
Woohoo!
What's really funny is we probably could have gotten Newman for this, because we did it early, but he's still asleep, so let him sleep.
Yeah.
Right, if you want to find all the stuff we do, podcast Lost in Space, if you want to find me, just look up Redbreard, Redbreard. There's no Audible sponsorship today, but if you go to audibletrial.com/bliss, it's still there. Yeah. The link hasn't disappeared, but I just figured we were too short of a day. This is a nice little thing. You might see more of these.
Let us know what you think about our tiny podcast, because we're debating.
And there's going to be some changes coming to the whole site as a whole, because mm-hmm. some of us are getting busy with master's programs. Some of us are just busy. Some of us are just like Alyssa, who, you know, just to give my sister crap. No, so, you know, we're going to see if we can make this so that our lives work better with this. I'm going to go make a beef bowl dish for everybody.
Oh, hey, you forgot about me. You can find me on, is it Instagram? I
think yes.
It's Instagram. SEAE789 under Seneca. There's lots of pictures about stuff, and I haven't really been very diligent about it over the last week, but there honestly haven't been that many adventures. It's mostly been hanging out with friends and, like, you know, doing taxes with my dad, so.
This is why we were going to talk about taxes.
No! right. But yeah, so
we'll let us know what you think about this little thing. I have a feeling you'll be seeing me and Sunny's face more often, as other people kind of just rotate in and out.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching.
Bye, guys!
Bye!